Picture this. You're a network engineer in Lagos, a cartographer in Bogota, or a genomics hobbyist in Auckland, and every tool you depend on is either locked behind a proprietary wall, requires a reliable cloud connection you don't have, or quietly phones home to a server you've never audited. Today's Hacker News is essentially a manifesto against all three of those problems. I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Welcome to IntelliJ's HN Daily for Tuesday, July 7th, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. Marcus, you framed that exactly right. Today's stories have this recurring thread of reclaiming control over your hardware, your maps, your data, your operating system, even your own DNA. We've got a lot to get through, so let me preview what's ahead. We're leading with the Xbox restructuring announcement that dropped yesterday and generated more than 700 comments on HN, one of the highest comment counts we've seen this quarter. Then we're diving deep into AI economics with the GLM 5.2 margin collapse thesis, small language models finding their footing in low connectivity regions, and new research from Anthropic on global workspace theory applied to language models. After that, we'll cover the open hardware and privacy beat, OpenWRT1, the Microsoft Windows device ID tracking story, a critical KVM escape vulnerability, and the NSA's ongoing tensions with the IETF standards body. Then a segment on developer tools and creative projects, the remarkable Tom Riddle's diary hack, Turnlight's 7-megabyte browser-based embedding model, AMD's $4,000 Ryzen AI Halo dev kit, and Office CLI for AI agents. And we close out with open source systems and the perennial debate about whether learning to code still matters in 2026.
Before we get into any of that, for listeners who are new to the show, a quick note. Our content is sourced directly from Hacker News, but we're completely independent. We have no affiliation with Y Combinator, we're not sponsored by Hacker News, and no one from that organization has reviewed or approved anything we say. We're just two people who find the HN community genuinely valuable and want to share these conversations with a broader audience.
And on that note, if you're not already spending time on Hacker News, please do yourself a favor and check it out at news.ycombinator.com. What we do here is give you the headlines and some analysis, but the real depth is in the comment threads. Engineers who've built the systems being discussed, researchers who've published the papers, founders of the companies in question, they all show up in those comments. And they don't pull punches. We're distilling. They're excavating. Head to the source.
All right, let's get into it. The Xbox story first.